Praised be Jesus and Mary. There's a tradition, a liturgical tradition that goes back many centuries, that of preparing for the commemoration of our Lord's Passion on Good Friday by commemorating Our Lady's Compassion on the Friday before. And that's why the collect of today's Mass, or the opening prayer, spoke about this. It made mention explicitly of Our Lady, imitating her devoutly in contemplating the Passion of Christ. It's a beautiful tradition that the English translation of the Missal has kept. So we'll just briefly look at this today as our reflection, because the compassion of Our Lady is something very important. Briefly stated, just as the fall of man occurred by the collaboration of Adam and Eve, together they made us fall into sin, so the redemption occurs by the collaboration of the new Adam, Christ, and the new Eve, Mary. Adam, strictly speaking, didn't need Eve to help him commit original sin. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Eve. But he did have her collaboration. So our Lord didn't need Our Lady, but wanted her to be involved. He wanted, actually, her sorrows to contribute to paying the price of our redemption. For that reason, the Church uses a specific term to speak about the compassion of Our Lady. Because of the role given to her by Our Lord, the Church calls her suffering a co-redemption. Especially in the 20th century, the Holy Father popes have used this term. We'll just look at Pope Pius XI, who frames it very well, and gives us the doctrine, the reason, and the terminology. He says, "In the very nature of things, the Redeemer could not help but associate his mother in his work. And therefore we invoke her under the title of co-redemptrix. She has given us the Savior. She raised him for the work of redemption unto the cross, sharing in the suffering and death by which Jesus accomplished the redemption of all men." So as we are about to enter Holy Week, let's invoke the intercession of Our Lady and ask her to contemplate the Passion of our Lord with her intercession, with her help. It's a beautiful tradition that we shouldn't lose, and let's conclude just with that thought. Let's go back to that collect and pray it again in that light. O God, who in this season give your Church the grace to imitate devoutly the Blessed Virgin Mary in contemplating the Passion of Christ, grant, we pray, through her intercession, that we may cling more firmly each day to your only begotten Son, and come at last to the fullness of his grace, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, pray for us.